Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 8th of May, coming up.
That this might be a pointer to the way the conclave is going, and maybe it is going to take longer than we think.
Day two of cardinals voting for a new pope, and support for Irish membership of the EU drops to its lowest level in 10 years. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, crowds are expected to pack into St. Peter's Square again this morning as attempts to elect a new pope continue. Black smoke billowed from the chimney at the Sistine Chapel after the first vote of the conclave. Daniel Pitcher reports.
The Vatican's cardinals did not reach a decision in their first vote to elect a new pope, as indicated by black smoke rising from the Sistine Chapel chimney at 8 o'clock last night. The crowd at St. Peter's Square, hoping for the arrival of white smoke, were left waiting longer than expected. Only one vote was held last night, but starting today, the 133 cardinals will cast two votes daily until a two-thirds majority is reached. Previous conclaves, including those for Pope Francis in 2013, Pope Benedict XVI in 2005, and Pope John Paul II in 1978, were all concluded in less than 3 days.
Ruth Glenhill is the assistant editor of Catholic news magazine The Tablet. She says delays should be expected during this process.
This is a conclave with a lot of very new cardinals, a lot of them appointed by Pope Francis. So maybe there were some questions, and that took a long time. That this might be a pointer to the way the conclave is going, and maybe it is going to take longer than we think.
Support for Ireland's membership of the EU has dropped to its lowest level in over a decade. 82% are in favour of our relationship with the bloc, down from 84% last year. 43% of people say they believe their views are not represented at EU level, while nearly half say the EU is not moving in the right direction. CEO of the European Movement Ireland, Noel O'Connell, which commissioned the survey, outlines some of the issues respondents feel need to be addressed.
Of course, cost of living at 56%, migration, and against the backdrop of a more geopolitically fragmented and changing world order, EU-US relations at 44% were in the top three issues of concern for Irish people in terms of the EU performance.
The Director General of RTE will meet today with the Chair of the Oireachtas Media Committee. Excuse me, Kevin Backhurst requested the meeting with Labour's Alan Kelly to discuss future plans for the broadcaster, legacy issues and the current restructuring programme. The latest scandal to engulf RTE will also be raised after it emerged last week. It had written off €3.6 million on a partly failed IT project. Pakistan's Prime Minister says India has shown aggression and made a mistake. India hit what it says are terror targets in Pakistan and Pakistan-controlled Kashmir. It's in response to the killings of 26 people in Indian-controlled Kashmir, which Pakistan denies involvement. Jaiver Singh, a spokesperson from Indian Prime Minister's ruling BJP party, says the attacks last night were part of Indian Prime Minister's promise to eliminate terrorism.
The message, our Operation Sindoor, is just not a mission. It's a clear message to Pakistan and the entire world that enough is enough, no more. India will not tolerate terrorism, and India will not hesitate to eliminate terrorism. That message has to be clear.
Reports in the US say Donald Trump is about to announce a trade agreement with the UK. It's after the president teased about a major deal being announced at the Oval Office. He posted online saying representatives of a big and highly respected country will be involved, but stopped short of naming it. Sources familiar with the plans have spoken to the New York Times. Today is the 80th anniversary of Victory in Europe Day, marking the defeat of Nazi Germany by the Allies. The bloodiest conflict in human history, the Second World War claimed the lives of tens of millions of Europeans and changed the continent forever. News Talk's James Wilson reports.
Yesterday morning, General Jodl signed the Act of Unconditional Surrender. Hostilities will end the 8th of May.
After six long years of war, the Allies had triumphed over Germany. Their victory was in no way certain. In the early years of the conflict, some feared Hitler invincible. But for Brian White, who spent his childhood in wartime Belfast, the idea that the Allies might lose the war never crossed his mind.
You mean you couldn't think like that? We're not going to lose the war. But you didn't. You weren't even thinking about losing the war when you were that young.
Of course, things were different south of the border because of Irish neutrality. Richard Beehall remembers that not everyone was happy the Allies had won.
There was a lot of sympathy with Germany because we would have seen the old foes up against it and were threatening us at times with invasion over the border.
Soon after VE Day, Churchill famously accused Ireland of frolicking with the Germans, to which De Valera replied that he would not fuel the flames of hatred.
In entertainment news, a man charged with stalking Jennifer Aniston is due to appear before a US court later. 48-year-old Jimmy Wayne Carwile is accused of sending the Friends star unwanted voicemail, email and social media messages starting in 2023. He's also accused of vandalism after allegedly crashing his car through the gates of her LA home. The actress was reportedly in at the time, but no injuries were reported. And in sport, in GAA, Clare needed a late goal from Dermot Stritch to see off Cork in the Munster Under-20 Hurling Championship semi-final last night. Terence Fahey's side edged the hosts in a 2-15 to 20 points win at Super Value Park Kilkenny. They'll now take on defending champions Tipperary in next week's final. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.